Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Former President Jimmy Carter is taking the lead, along with Republican James Baker, to clean up the massive frauds in our voting processes. They are responding to the widespread public realization that we do not have a system of one man, one vote. Voting in the United States can be more accurately described as one man, many votes, or as dead or illegal man, one vote. Carter and Baker have presented 87 solutions to these frauds, of which the most important are three new requirements. First, that voters present a government-issued photo ID, such as a driver's license. Second, that states clean up the frauds in their registration rolls. And third, that electronic voting machines have a verifiable paper trail. Since 9/11, we have become accustomed to presenting photo ID when we board an airplane. But the need for positive identification of voters is even more important. Already, 24 states require that voters prove their identity at the polls, and 12 others are considering it, so it should be no big deal to make other states do likewise. Voter registration rolls are a national scandal. Some cities list more registered voters than there are people. Those who have died or moved away are retained as registered voters for years and years, and the commission reported that 46,000 New York City voters were also registered to vote in Florida. The New York Times reported that the percentage of registered voters who are ineligible because they have died, moved away, or registered at multiple addresses is 17%. This allows plenty of opportunity to vote the graveyards, the nursing homes, the absent students, and the homeless who can be enticed with beer or cigarettes. The whole process of self-government is at stake. If votes are not honestly counted, there is no way we can brag about having a system of one man, one vote.
This has been a Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. What can and should be done about double voting and voting by dead people, convicted felons, dogs, and illegal aliens? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and ask for the latest on election fraud. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, it's 9 o'clock. It's almost bedtime, so I'm going to tell you a little bedtime story tonight. Once upon a time, there was a young man, 25 years old. He spoke no English. His name was Ricardo. Ricardo was from the Mexican Pacific Coast state of Guerrero. Ricardo was a field worker, and in his home state, he earned approximately $30 a week. But boys and girls, he found out that if he went to Skagit County, Washington, he could make $30 a day. So the next thing Ricardo did, boys and girls, was to invade my country. This was several years ago. Now, last year, Ricardo was deported to Tijuana, where he stayed for 7 months until his sister and a friend in Skagit County, Washington, sent him enough money to return to Washington. He took a bus east to Nogales, where he and 12 others ran for half an hour to cross the border. And then he was taken in a car back to the state of Washington. All this for the tidy sum of $2,000 paid to a smuggler, a coyote, a pollero. He arrived in late July and moved in with his sister, brother-in-law, and their three children, the youngest of which was an infant. Let's back this story up just a little bit, boys and girls. When Ricardo was in Tijuana after his deportation, he started to feel sick. But he thought it was something he had eaten. And a couple of weeks later, he was back in the United States and he started working. And all of a sudden, he started feeling sick again once he got back here. So he went to a health clinic, free, of course. As his symptoms continued and worsened, a friend took him to the county health department where he was diagnosed with active tuberculosis. He was in the hospital for a while, on our expense. And boys and girls, he spent many weeks in a hotel room, paid for by the health department to protect his sister's young children from exposure to TB. That's right. County nurses brought him medicine every day, and his sister brought him food once a day. Eventually, he was tested again, and the test showed no longer contagious, and he was allowed to go home. And then, around November 14th, this month, more tests showed that he was again contagious and was told to go back to the motel. Now, the county that he lives in has a 2005 budget for monitoring and treatment of tuberculosis. This is for the whole county. That budget is $160,000. That includes staff, medications, x-rays, everything. The county has already spent $16,000 for the housing and treatment of Ricardo and testing and treatment of others who have may have been exposed by him. A spokesman for the county said that the number will surely climb to well over $100,000, and listen to this, with absolutely no guarantee of ever making him non-contagious. Now, this guy's already cost them $16,000. Their whole budget is $160,000. They're going to spend over $100,000 just for him. That's right. Just for him, and there's no guarantee they can cure this guy. Public Health Director Peter Browning said, quote, "We're looking at our toughest financial year ever. I don't see where the money will come from if we have to continue to treat this man," unquote. This is a common story in this country, boys and girls. This is a story of survival for our medical system. This is a story of survival for our hospitals and for the patients that must go there and be treated. Once these hospitals have gone broke and been closed, where do they go? Who do they talk to? Who do they turn to? And it is amazing to me that this man is going to cost the health system in Washington State over $100,000 because he came here with a contagious disease. Now, this man, Browning, is doing the only thing he can do to fix this problem. He's reporting Ricardo to ICE. That's right. By doing this, an immigration care facility would give Ricardo the care he needs and remove the huge burden from the County Department of Health. A man named Rojas, director of Seymour Community Health Center, called Mr. Browning and urged him not to report. You're listening to me? Not to report Ricardo to ICE. He said, in his 27 years of working in community health, the possibility that a health department would report a client as an illegal alien is unprecedented and would be, quote, a huge mistake, unquote. I would ask, Mr. Rojas, I would ask him, you know what, sir? The county is broke. The county has no money. This man is bankrupting the county. What should the county do? Should they continue to treat him and go broke? Or should they turn him loose on the streets where he can infect other people? What should he do? This is money they do not have. They've already said that. This is an amazing story, but it happens all over the country, boys and girls. And for a bedtime story, I'm going to get to the point. I know you're sleepy, boys and girls, but let's get to it. Here's the moral of our story. We must crack down on illegal immigration for many reasons, many that I have talked about right here on the show. But this is one of the big ones. This disease is an airborne disease. You can catch it on the bus. You can catch it on an elevator. You can catch it on an escalator or passing somebody on the street. This is no joke, boys and girls. None whatsoever. And that concludes our story. Oh, wait a minute. And Ricardo? Oh, I know you were wondering about the hero of our story. It seems that Mr. Browning, the healthcare guy, talked a little bit too much about his decision to report this guy. Word got back to Ricardo, and Ricardo has absconded and has not been seen since, contagious disease and all. But I will tell you this. He is coming to a country and a neighborhood and an area near you. He's coming in a cough and a sneeze, and he will show up just where you think he won't, Mr. Ricardo, or maybe some of his countrymen. And that's the end of our story, boys and girls. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams. Good luck. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve. The highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Want to welcome all the good folks tonight live at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. And don't forget, folks, we are now on shortwave. You can hear us at 3.215 WWCR in Nashville, right here on the band. All right, folks, we're gonna start taking calls in a little while. I want to give out that call number. Those who want to agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give, and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week tonight. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. This broad has never been a friend of America or California. And aside from being a piss-poor senator and an Olympian-sized hypocrite on gun rights, the most reverend Senator Feinstein is now calling for an amnesty for illegal aliens. That's right. She is just as deceptive on this as she was on the Second Amendment and is using some of the most deceptive, dishonest, and PCBS-loaded language that you've ever seen so far. You see, folks, these senators and congressmen know that if they speak in plain English, real English, and talk honestly to American people, their true motives and their grift will be obvious to all of us. So they talk around it, over it, under it, next to it, to confuse and obfuscate. Listen to what she had to say. Quote, "The language is a big impediment to any solution," unquote. Huh? What? Just speak English. What do you mean the language is a big impediment to any solution we have to find? She says this as she attempts to amnesty illegal aliens and give them legal status to work in this country. And what she was referring to when she made the statement that language is a big impediment to any solution, listen to this, you're going to love it. When explaining her plan for granting legal status to illegal aliens, the reporter to whom she spoke used the term amnesty. As Feinstein turned to leave, she looked back at the reporter and said, "Please don't use the word amnesty. It's not an amnesty. It's an earned transition." Are you ready, folks? It's an earned transition. That's a new one. I hadn't heard that one yet. It's an amnesty, you stupid broad, and the reason it's an amnesty is because you're going to forgive their sins. You're going to forgive the laws that they broke to give them their earned transition. Unbelievable. She has never been one of my favorite people, and she's slipping away fast, folks. Dianne Feinstein, senator, and the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, it goes on and on and on. Tonight we are very privileged, folks, to have a very famous guest, Dr. Madeline Cosman. Doc, how you doing this evening?
I'm well, Terry. It's a pleasure to work with you.
It's absolutely my pleasure also. And I want to tell folks, we haven't had the doctor on because we've had other guests and we've been meaning to get to her. But we saved her for tonight for a very special reason. Tonight, folks, I am happy to make the announcement. This is our fifth anniversary on the air night. We have been on the air for 5 years. They said it would last 4 to 6 months. This is 5 years on the air tonight.
Congratulations.
Well, thank
privilege and honor.
Thank you, Madeline. I appreciate that. And it's not to do with my abilities as a talk show host or a broadcaster. It is because people are hungry to hear the word. Now, you heard me talking earlier about Mr. Ricardo, and I'm sure that story has been repeated many times. Explain to the people what's happening in this country with tuberculosis right now.
The story about Mr. Ricardo, of course, is true, but actually it's a rather tame one because he came out costing relatively little. It cost only $16,000 to house him, and it would cost about $100,000 to get to the next step in his therapy for his tuberculosis. But Ricardo is by no means the most expensive of our illegal aliens with tuberculosis. There are really two types of TB. There's the old-style TB that, for the most part, we had essentially overcome. We had vanquished it. We had such excellent drugs. We had such excellent sanitation and hygiene. We had essentially made TB disappear. But because of the huge invasion of the illegal aliens, we now not only have old-style TB, but, Terry, we have something far worse, a drug-resistant tuberculosis.
That's scary.
It's horrifying. It's called multiple drug resistant tuberculosis, and that's really a time bomb. And when you spoke about what it might cost to treat this one man, well, let me tell you, the multiple drug resistant tuberculosis per patient costs about $250,000 minimum up to $1.2 million. Now, that is per patient. This is a highly contagious disease. It is 60% fatal. Realize it's more than half fatal. And it is transmitted, just as you said, through the air. Someone simply coughs. And that someone can be a kid sitting next to your child or your grandchild in school. Or it can be on the road, on the street, or very frequently in the office or in the car of a police officer or sheriff who has apprehended an illegal alien.
Wow.
It turns out that we now have multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis in 38 out of our 61 health departments in California. That's astonishing.
Now, Madeline, when did this happen? And folks, I'm not being disrespectful and not calling her doctor. She prefers Madeline. That's why I call her by her first name. When did we start seeing this? When did it start to show up?
It's actually been showing up during the past 10 years when the illegal aliens have been at their most intense invasion. Just to give you an idea, the Centers for Disease Control in this year, 2005, studied 38,000 cases here in California and determined that we had, as I said, the 38 out of our 61 health jurisdictions essentially infected with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. 84% of all the patients with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis are illegal aliens coming from Mexico and the Philippines. So there's absolutely no question where they come from, who they are, although the Centers for Disease Control doesn't like the name illegal aliens.
Of course not.
and prefers to call them undocumented workers who have been here fewer than 5 years and speak Spanish. Hmm. So just as you were correctly ranting against the hypocrite Feinstein, who is using earned transition.
Oh, you like that one, don't you?
Oh, that's a doozy.
I just love that one.
Well, in any event, I have debated several of these physicians on radio. They're unwilling to use the word illegal alien or the phrase, but nevertheless, there's no question as to where the diseases are coming from.
Well, Doc, you and I, we will use it for them. And
let's do it.
Yeah, we will use it for them. Every time they say undocumented, we'll say illegal alien twice, just to make sure we rub it in. You know, it really amazes me the way they've taken our language and twisted it around to just kind of soften everything. They never soften anything for me in my life. You know, I'm the harshest they can get. But for these other people, these newly arrived, it's like they are the chosen people and everything must be done to keep them safe, you know? At our expense.
Exactly. And what we have got to understand is that this is not simply a matter of jobs or lifestyle. This is literally a matter of life and death.
Right.
There are diseases that are coming into the country that we had essentially overcome, such as tuberculosis, but there are other diseases coming in that we've never had here, or we have had with such few cases that it essentially didn't count. We now have Chagas disease, leprosy, we have dengue fever, things that in the old days we used to call tropical medicine because we never saw them here in America, because they're the diseases of third world poverty, and they are becoming more and more potent, and something such as Chagas disease is particularly a problem in those cities and counties that have large numbers of illegal aliens. Because Chagas, which is a fatal disease and very, very common in Latin America, where 18 million are infected every year and 50,000 die, Chagas disease is now infiltrating our blood supply. So that in addition to all the usual risks for someone taking a blood transfusion, anyone going into a hospital in, say, L.A. or any one of the counties and cities with large numbers of illegals is likely to have a very high chance of contracting Chagas disease through blood transfusions.
Now, Doc, this seems like a perfect story for 60 Minutes.
It does indeed.
How come 60 Minutes in 2020 are not covering this? This would be a great story for them.
It is electrifying, it's terrifying, it's horrifying.
I saw your presentation in Chicago, and I couldn't eat for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? It's frightening. It's really frightening.
Good. That's one of the things that I do well. I terrify people.
Yes, you do.
And for good reason. We are at peril. Not only is our sovereignty, not only is our Constitution at peril, but our very lives are at peril. We talk about bioterrorism. Well, this is a form of bioterrorism. That is, we are having diseases introduced to large numbers of Americans who should never have to be susceptible to them. This is a huge cost and burden on our medical system, but equally, it has the potential of being a total mental and physical health disaster. If we actually get more multiple drug resistant tuberculosis, we will have what the experts call the time bomb, because multiple drug resistant tuberculosis is not only, as I said earlier, 60% fatal, but it's so expensive to treat, if it can be treated at all, that the medical system will not be able to sustain it.
So Ricardo's little amount of money he's costing is a drop in the bucket.
Precisely.
And you know what? They said his was an extremely hard case to treat, you know, and this is gonna break us both medically and financially.
It has the potential for doing that. And what I would heartily invite any listener who doubts what you have been saying about the perils of illegal aliens to recognize that it is his life, his family's life, his kids' life, his grandkids' lives that are currently at stake. If we maintain our absurd compassion and generosity to give the best of the best medicine to anyone who asks for it, we are going to reap the whirlwind. We're in the process of doing it right now.
You know what? We focus on illegal immigration on this show. And I don't talk a lot about the terrorism angle. A lot of people do. I don't. If we eliminated the terrorism angle totally, Doc, if we eliminated that totally, guess what? We've still got a huge amount of problems stemming from illegal immigration. Forget terrorism. Look at the schools. Look at the education system. And now we've got these diseases. We've got the incarceration problem. We've got all of these problems all from us being a kind, magnanimous country. And guess what? It's rubbing thin. It's getting old. We cannot continue to do this.
Well, there's one aspect of this that I would like to mention, namely that because we are being so generous and magnanimous, we have actually lost 86 hospitals in the past 11 years right here in California. And I'm not therefore counting the hospitals that have closed in Arizona or in Texas or, for that matter, on the East Coast or in the Northlands or in the Heartland. Hospitals are closing everywhere in the nation, and most particularly in these border states, because the hospitals, particularly their emergency rooms, are required to treat illegal aliens for free. So we have got,
and that can really be a problem, folks. If you're in an accident and you're in the back of an ambulance and the two closest hospitals to you have been closed and they've got to go to the third one, which is 10 miles away, good luck. You know, that can affect any of us, no matter what our status in this country is, financially, whatever. They can't save your life if they can't get you to the trauma unit. Doc, I got to go. We're coming up on a hard break here, and we got a very short show, and I got so many things I got to cover tonight. I really want to thank you for coming on. You've scared us all.
Good.
And I know. Where can people find out about what you're talking about?
Well, I wrote an essay called Illegal Aliens and American Medicine for the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, and that was in the spring 2005 issue. Simply go online to get it, or look me up on newswithviews.com, where I've written a great number of essays on similar subjects. It's wonderful to work with you because you are a truth seeker and a truth speaker.
It's only one way
to
do it.
Combination.
Doc, there's only one way to do it. You see it and you tell it the way it is. You ask the right questions and you give the true answers. And if you don't like them, you do it anyway. And that's the only way to be. That's why we haven't gotten any further, because there's just not enough of us out here. But we need you. You scare everybody. You're going to wake up more people, and that's what we depend on. I want to thank you so much for taking your time on a Sunday, for coming on. I hope your Thanksgiving was good, and you take care of yourself. And I'll see you again soon somewhere, because you're all over the place.
Wonderful. It's a joy to work with you for the sake of liberty.
Dr. Madeline Cosman, folks, what a lady. Take care, Doc. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, folks, there it is. It's frightening, but it's true, and it's something we're going to have to worry about in the future. It's going to get worse. And when you bring up these things, you're a racist. They call you a racist. You're a racist just to mention the schools are crowded. You're a racist just to mention that these diseases are there. You're a racist to mention that they've run down our wages and taken our jobs, entry level and skill. You're a racist to talk about the pollution and the lack of ability of our ecology to cover this. But guess what? I'm going to show you a racist. This man is running the Democratic Party in the state of California. This guy is the head of the California Assembly, Fabian Nunez. Let's see if he's a racist.
Get 10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96. And I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles in October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community. And so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together, instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree, if we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996, we are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we advance the interests of our country.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Program can save you. I'm Scott Green of News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Info to go on News Talk 870 KRLA.
You love holiday giving, so shop and soak up some Christmas spirit with News Talk 870 KRLA at the Hollywood and Highland Center Saturday, December 3rd. KRLA will be there from noon to 4 p.m. rewarding charity. Donate $25 or more to the Union Rescue Mission and get two free tickets to the Spirit of Christmas holiday extravaganza at the Kodak Theater. Plus, spin the KRLA prize wheel for your chance to win great prizes. Help the less fortunate with KRLA. For more info to go, go to KRLA870.com.
You're a business person. Your company means everything to you, which is why your advertising should be in the hands of a seasoned professional. Talk to Tony Marks, account executive for News Talk 870 KRLA Radio. Reaching over 300,000 listeners a week can get you the results you want.
Hi, I'm Tony Marks, and I'll get you the response you want so you can concentrate on your business, not your advertising. Call me, Tony Marks, at 310-96...
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. Our borders filled. We got calls from all over the country, folks, and I'm going to get to everybody. But before we do, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, Jonathan Rose, at the Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, it's been a very, I know it's Thanksgiving, but we've got a very anticipated and excited week ahead of us. We're expecting gold to break $500 an ounce. It hasn't done this in over 18 years, so everyone's really holding tight right now, and you're going to notice this week that gold will probably be in the headlines, whether it's the newspaper, the television. Everyone's really sitting down and holding on tight, because once it breaks this $500 an ounce barrier, Terry, well then it could skyrocket straight to $1,000 an ounce. So the people that are tuning in and hear that we're talking about gold going up, it really is going up. It's an alarming rate, and we're recommending that people diversify with gold. And with that, you wouldn't want to put everything into gold. That wouldn't make sense. But you definitely want to put anywhere between 5 to 20%. 5 to 20% of what you have in paper should be in solid gold coins, which you hold on to, not gold stocks, not mining shares.
Oh, you can put your hands on it. Jonathan, let me ask you this. You know, if gold is going to go up to $1,000, and there's a very good chance that happens, it would be better if people bought it before it got there, am I right?
Absolutely. This is why this is the passion level that we've actually been seeing. And for the listeners listening right now who want to know more about protecting themselves with gold and actually making money in the commodity which you get to hold on to, they can actually call in this evening. We have a special Insider's Gold Guide. It's a wealth of information, Terry, and it will show them how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices and which gold coins will give them a better return in the future. And that telephone number is 1-800-510-9594. 1-800-510-9594. 9594. And when they dial that number, Terry, they receive our Insider's Gold Guide. It's a $20 value, absolutely free, along with a free silver coin just for dialing in. 1-800-510-9594, 800-510-9594.
I want you guys to give Jonathan a call tonight, folks. This gold is going up. I don't represent anything that I don't believe in, and I believe in this. I don't care if he couldn't pay me $1 million a week to talk for this if I didn't believe in it. I believe this because I know what gold is. It is something you can put in your hand, something you can trust, something that you can depend on, and if it's going to go up as high, you need to get in on it now before it gets there. Once it gets there, you know, come on. That'll be a little bit late. Now is the time to act. I want you to call the Capital Gold Group. That's 1-800-510-9594. We're going to give this number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming on, buddy.
Thanks, Terry. Keep up the great work.
You take care.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Let's go to Jennifer calling from Indiana. Hi. Jennifer, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. I'm from actually very northern Indiana state, but we have a major immigration problem.
Northern Indiana.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very, very industrial area. So there are actually signs on the border that say Goshen, Indiana. They have jobs.
Really?
And yes. I have pictures of them. So basically our area is we make RVs. That's our big thing here in Indiana, here in my part of Indiana, in Goshen, Elkhart area. And I'm calling, I work in a legal field. I actually work in the government. And I'm talking about the legal cost of illegal immigration. Okay.
Go ahead, Jennifer. You're breaking up a little bit, but I want to try to give you some time. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. About what it costs to prosecute these people, what it costs to collect title support, what it costs to do all of these. I realize the medical thing is a problem, too, but legally, because that's what I do, the costs are astounding to hire police officers to patrol areas to control, and I'm not saying that all of them break laws, because I'm sure 99% of them are law-abiding citizens, but for the 1% that are not and cause problems and do gang activity, and I know in L.A. they probably have a lot of gang activity.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
But I know in Elkhart, Indiana, we don't.
Well, you'll get there, though. You'll get there, though, Jennifer. You know, and eventually, eventually what's here goes everywhere. I've got very good friends now in Atlanta, Georgia, who never had a problem there. Now they've got gangs, graffiti, and everything else. But, you know, you bring up a good point. There's so many aspects. This Dr. Mm-hmm. Cosman mentioned that medical aspect. But you're right. The legal aspect is there. The educational aspect. Our prisons here in the state of California now are about one-third full of illegal aliens. Everything to do with this is an escalating problem. It causes financial difficulties, social difficulties. We've got a sovereignty issue, a voting issue, and everything else. But you know what? You talk about 99% of them are good people. I would disagree with you with that figure. Good people do not invade people's countries illegally. You do not come where you're not wanted. And it is against the law to do so. Now, I know what you mean. A lot of them come here and just work and don't commit any additional laws. But that's not good enough for me. And I appreciate what you're saying. Your crime rate is going to go up there. It's going to go up. It's just a matter of time. I was in Chicago a couple months ago, and I'm telling you, we ran up against some really nasty, vile, violent people who protested us just having a meeting there because they are like-minded as the illegal aliens are and want to keep them there because they're the same race and the same color and so on and so forth. It's not about race.
Elkhart, we'd probably clap you if you came to Goshen Elkhart area. We'd probably stand outside with signs that say we love you.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, and there was a lot of people there who did enjoy. There's an organization there, iFire. I don't know if you've heard of it in the state of Indiana.
No, I haven't heard of them.
Okay, they've organized. They're really nice people, and you might want to get in touch with them. But I appreciate your call, Jennifer.
Oh,
I really do.
You.
And I'm sorry. I'm angrier about what's happening in the heartland than I am what's happening here in the border states because we're kind of used to it, but you have no reason to be going through that in Indiana. It's not right.
I think the gang activity was my major point, that we did not have gang activity before, when I was growing up in Elkhart, that we do, and I lived in Elkhart my whole life.
It will only get worse.
So that's my thing. The gang.
Be vigilant. Be vigilant. Stop it now. Talk to your public officials and demand that they do something about it. Jennifer, I got to go. I want to thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. You take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye. All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Jim Gilchrist, my buddy, who's going to be a congressman. I bet this guy's going to forget me when he gets to Congress. Terry, who? Huh? I never heard of him. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say?
Excuse me, sir. Have we met?
How's the campaign going?
Terry, it is moving. We have got the momentum. I've got something on my side that my opponents cannot buy with their Broadway advertising tactics, with their multi-million-dollar campaign funds. I've got something that's priceless. It's called grassroots support. Just like the Minuteman Project built, the same thing is happening in this election. Terry, this election is being watched by the entire nation.
Yes, it is.
It represents 500,000 people in central Orange County, California. But what happens with this election is what's going to happen all the way across the nation and all future elections. So, and I'm getting very positive. I think I'm going to win. I think I will be probably the very first independent party Republican from this section of the country ever to sit in Congress. And I can assure you, I am not going there to win a popularity contest, to join a country club, to hobnob with a rich and famous, or to engage in small talk at happy hour. I'm going there to get the job done.
That's what we need. That's what we need. A Jim Gilchrist. We need a Sonny Sardo. We need a Randy Graff. We need a Vasquez. We need all of you guys in Congress. We need you at the same time. We need people that have lived in a gym and understand just what that can do to what illegal immigration can do to a community and to a state. We don't need people like Colby and Flake, guys who live above it. Guys like these senators, you know, who live above it and don't have to come down to our level, like Feinstein and Boxer and McCain and all the rest of them. We need people like you who have been in the trenches, been down there on the border, and understand what's going on.
And what we don't need are NBC.
No.
Now, and I'll tell you why. Not only have they deliberately portrayed Minutemen Project volunteers as just cold-blooded killers and murderers, ruthless murderers, but NBC has done 4 special shows on me alone. And despite filming me for an hour and a half, they take only, oh, maybe 30 seconds of that, the worst part.
Oh, they edit that.
And they portray me
with a microscope.
Yeah, and they portray me somehow as someone sinister. And I did some homework into NBC. What I found out was that NBC owns 40% of the Mexican media company Univision. So apparently what they're doing is they're pandering to their Hispanic audience to satisfy their Univision audience, and at the same time insulting the American audience, because the Americans, in their opinion, are too stupid to know the difference. And it's something that's it's kind of shocking, because there is a big difference between ABC and CBS and the way we're portrayed by NBC. It is a completely different portrayal, and I want the public to know about that. And that's sort of how I'm going to deal with Congress. I'm going to expose those politicians in Congress who are deliberately and proactively working against the interests of the United States, and I'm going to do it with the media, and I'm going to do it with my big mouth, just like we built the Minuteman Project. We're going to do it under the First Amendment, and it's time us Americans got our government back.
Absolutely.
Under our control, and stop abdicating it and giving it away to career politicians who just run with it and do whatever they want with our government.
And Jim, we're proud of those Americans who went down and protested at NBC over the weekend and made a statement and let NBC know, you know, you can do this, but we're going to come tell you about it when you do it. You know, it's really sad.
NBC is a very, very biased
anti-American
network. CBS and ABC are okay, but I really, to tell you the truth, I don't trust any of the three.
I don't trust any of them either. But you know what? It's what we're stuck with now, and we've got to expose them. I don't know if you folks out there have seen the Cheerios commercials in Spanish now on mainstream television, on English language television. Cheerios. I wouldn't throw a Cheerio to a pit bull now. I wouldn't give one to a cocker spaniel. I wouldn't use them for anything. General Mills needs to really be shot for what they're doing. They're trying to ease this in on us, and it's the commercials are in half English and half Spanish. They are hispandering, like you said, Jim, to the other segment and forgetting about the Americans who made them who they are. And you know what? If you folks don't stop buying their products and start calling them and complaining about it, then you deserve what you get. Jim, I got to get out of here, buddy. I got to try to get some more folks on. We appreciate you coming
on. Visit me at jimgilchrist.com.
Jimgilchrist.com. He still needs help, folks, so make sure you get in there and give him the help he needs now. This man has a legitimate shot to be a congressman, and we need him. Jim, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you, Terry. Have a good night.
You take care. Good guy, Jim Gilchrist, folks. All right, let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, hi, Terry. Happy Thanksgiving and congratulations on your fifth radio anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
It was great to hear Jim. You know, I was going to talk about how they have these political musical chairs. You know, like if Jim's opponent were to win, then there'd have to be another special election to fill that Senate seat, and he was only elected last year. And then the assemblyman will probably run for that Senate seat, and you know, that would trigger off another couple of special elections. And then all the city councilmen would probably want to run for the assembly seat.
Why wouldn't they?
Trigger off some more special elections. So you can imagine what kind of a bill it would be to taxpayers to pay for a whole bunch of special elections. So if we elect Jim, we avoid all that, because then Campbell doesn't have to resign from his Senate seat, and the assemblymen can stay where they are, and the city councilmen can stay where they are, and then we'll have a representative that will really truly represent us, the American people, instead of all the politicians and the special interests.
Well, that sounds refreshing.
By the way, there's only 8 days left. I counted the number of days between now and the special election. So I'd like to give out his address so people can contribute money before it's too late to contribute.
Absolutely.
Because if the money comes after the election, it's not going to do him any good.
That's right.
It absolutely right now. So I recommend everybody write out a check, whatever they can afford, to Gilchrist for Congress. That's Post Office Box 295, Lake Forest, California, 92609.
One more time, Elliot.
Okay, that's Gilchrist for Congress. That's how you make out your checks. P.O. Box 295, Lake Forest, California, 92609. And then for any campaign reportings, if it's a good contribution, you list your occupation, and you list your employer, and then you've got everything he needs. And I'd like to mention he has a website that has the same information for those who are on the Internet. It's simply jimgilchrist.com.
All right, Elliot, I got to go, buddy. I'm trying to get everybody on. I appreciate your call. You call us again.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, Elliot.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Ray Haynes. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say? How's the initiative going?
Hey, Terry, we're still cranking through. You know, everything's due December 12th, so we're coming down to the last 2 weeks. We need folks, like, right now to turn in their initiative, their petitions, if they've been doing it. If they haven't been getting the petitions and out, you know, it's going to be a close call on this one, Terry, to be blunt with you.
Are they coming in at all? I mean, are people...
Yeah, we've been getting them in. I mean, the signatures have been coming in, but, you know, we're, like I say, we're getting down to our last 2 weeks trying to... make sure everything gets in on time, make sure people do what they got to do. I'm still not sure what's going to happen. We're behind where we need to be.
Well, you know, Ray, that's always a problem with this stuff, is trying to get enough of them in, and the time is always short, but we're going to do what we can.
I appreciate it. Well, we've been doing our each week I've been telling you we've had our paid petition people out for 2 weeks now, our paid gatherers out 2 weeks. So if people want to help on the money side, you know, we're asking folks to get up onto our website, cowborderpolice.com, donate whatever they can. Preferred donation, you know, we're looking for, you know, about another 500 or 600 people to do $100 a piece. That gives us enough money to keep our paid petition gatherers out for the next few more days. And just all we're asking, get up on cowborderpolice.com, order your petitions, donate money. If you can do 100, if you can do 1,000, if you can do 50, whatever you can do, I need the help.
And what you've got, you can send in now, send in your petitions now, send in some money now. We're getting down to the wire on this, folks. Now is the time.
This is it. And literally, now it has to be done. If people have got petitions, they need to send them in.
Send them in now.
Now.
All right, Ray, I want to thank you for all you're doing for the state of California and this country, buddy. We'll try to get it done. We try to do all we can here. You know, it's just an uphill battle. But let's go, folks. Now's the time.
You bet, Terry. You have been more than helpful through this whole time, and I appreciate all that you've done, and I appreciate all the help you've given us.
All right, Ray. Anything we can do. You take care, buddy.
You bet.
Talk to
you later.
Bye. All right, folks, now's the time. There's no tomorrow on this. Let's get it done. It is important. Let's go to Janet calling from San Luis Obispo. Janet, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
I like your program. You're great.
Thank you.
Dianne Feinstein is evil, and have you heard the latest that she did? She signed along with Barbara Boxer for a what they call H-1B visas. That would allow 350,000 foreign workers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean.
Just Janet, just flood us with all the people they can get in here. And she's right up at the top. I remember when she said we should get rid of handguns, and we found out this broad's carrying a .38 in her purse, you know?
She's married to this bitch is anti-ecology. She betrayed Headwaters, Redwood Forest. I can go on with this evil bitch.
Well, we got to watch our language on the radio,
and,
Janet.
And the thing is, oh, God, I hate this woman. And all she has to do is say she's pro-abortion. That's all she
has
to say.
That's all she needs, and people love her for it.
And vote for this dumb broad.
Got to go, Janet. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Love your spirit. Let's go to Scott calling from Las Vegas. Scott, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. New listener, second-time caller. It's a pleasure listening to the show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
You were talking about the commercials for in Spanish. Yeah, I was walking through Walmart. I walk through Walmart, you know, once a week, and they play the commercials on the PA system. They advertise in Spanish, and I'm, like, walking down the walking in, and it's like, you know, ask myself, why are they doing this?
Get a basket full of the most expensive stuff they got and walk to the manager and say, you know what, I was going to buy this. I'm not buying nothing now. And here's why. You know, get 100 people to do that one.
People may think that this is, you know, a lame call.
No, it's not. It's not, Scott. This is
a lame issue.
Scott, this is where it starts. This is where it starts. This is how they ease it in on you. I'm not against the Spanish language. It's a beautiful language, but I don't want to hear it on my television. If I do, I'll turn on Univision or Telemundo. I don't want to hear it on English TV. Scott, I got to go. Let me try to get a few more folks on. Thanks for the call, buddy. Take care. Let's go to Diane calling from Fullerton. Diane, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I've got a suggestion for collecting signatures. I'm going to try it this weekend because the traffic court was closed this weekend, but my son used to do surveys, and he said he'd go there at 7 o'clock. They open at 7, but they start lining up by 6 o'clock, passing out 400 surveys. And so I'm going to try it this Saturday. It's the California State Superior Court, and you'd have to look in your own particular area. I'm in Fullerton. And I'm going to give it a try. I've turned in 194 petitions so far.
Sounds good.
But that's a suggestion. We've only got one more weekend. Do you know if we have to have them in? Do they have to have them into the Attorney General by the 12th?
I think that's when he wants them into him on the 12th.
He wants them into him.
I think so. I'm not. Don't quote me on that, Diane. I think that's the way it is. I got to go. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. Bye bye. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, you got about 30 seconds, buddy. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. I got my two petitions for Mr. Ray Haynes. They're all filled out. They'll go in the mail tomorrow with a green card, so I make sure they get to the right place.
Great.
Secondly, NBC Burbank Steel. I am a Choctaw Minute Woman. She had a big sign. I'm a Choctaw Minute Woman, proudly saying, go home, you Allegalians. God bless, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Harvey calling from L.A. Harvey, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I work for LAPD, and I'm out from 7 to 5 every day of the week, and I notice more and more special education buses pulling up to pick up children who all have deformities, and they're all Hispanic. They're bringing their diseases across the border. Like one of your first callers was saying, they're bringing their diseases across the border, and they're infecting our society. And we need to put a stop to that immediately.
All right, Harvey. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Robert calling from L.A. Robert, not much time.
Well, I really want to say was that earlier you mentioned how you don't think that those crossing the borders are good people because they're broke the law?
Well, hold on, Robert. I did not say that. I said it is a law that they broke, and I said they are criminals. That's what I said.
Exactly. So then you obviously then agree with me that those who came and invaded this land, the real illegal alien that came from Europe. And
Robert's out of here. That's a stupid argument. Let's go to Cindy calling from Hereford, Arizona. Boy, that felt good. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say? Excuse me, Cindy. What do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Oh, yes. This is Irene from Sunland.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Irene.
Okay, yes. I want to comment about the commercial John Campbell, Tom McClintock.
Uh-huh.
And I already sent him a letter. He will not get one dime from me or a vote for lieutenant governor unless he changes his vote. And
that's party line again. That's what that is, Irene. That's party line. You know that he's a Republican. I got to vote for him. That's how they do it.
Yeah, he's not a Republican.
Campbell sucks. He really does. He's horrible. He's done nothing for us.
So he's not a true Republican.
Right.
So, and then a comment on Walmart. I just wish that all your listeners would stop shopping and patronizing Walmart.
I agree.
My brother and his wife, they went back to to see the damage in New Orleans to their to their home, actually it was a rental, but anyways, they went past the Walmart, and Walmart was first, to rebuild or whatever, and they were hiring all illegal aliens, and it just makes me sick, and just don't support Walmart. There's many reasons why you shouldn't support Walmart. They don't want to say Merry Christmas. And
a lot of reasons. So, I got to go, Irene.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call.
All righty, bye.
All right. So this must be Cindy on line three. Okay, I guess not. Hello, who's on right now?
Oh, yes, hi. Is this Terry?
Yeah.
Oh, Terry, just really quick, no more Jim Kobe. He's not running anymore.
Yeah, great. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. You know, he saw the handwriting on the wall with Randy Graff, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
All right, take care.
All right. Yeah, I hung up on Robert tonight, folks. You know why? Because he called with all this crap about the real illegal aliens. Yeah, you know what? The Indians didn't have enough immigration. And they should have sent all those people back when they got here. You know what I mean? They invaded. It's a fact. But you know what? That happened like 500 years ago. What are you going to do now? Just allow the whole third world to come in here because the Indians weren't smart enough to keep their immigration policy tight. It happened. And somebody would have come here and taken over this country. It was inevitable. I'm not saying it's right, but it was inevitable. And all of this crap about white people should go back to Europe and black people back to Africa. Well, guess what? If that's the case, none of us should be here. Because there was a time when this land was pristine from any human footprint. Nothing but animals. But all of a sudden now they want all the white folks to leave. Build up all the places, pave all the roads, and then send them home. That's ridiculous. All right, folks, happy 5th anniversary to us. Don't forget our buddy Children's Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback in Phoenix, thecapitalgoldgroup.com, 1-800-510-9594. This week with the Swings, the War Against Christmas Part 2, and Save the Undocumented Holiday, and I'll Eat My Hat. Good stuff on our website. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and Mel Haffenfeld for taking your calls tonight, folks. We do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laura Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget those free websites at terryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, I want Robert to go to AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night. Isn't it amazing how they listen every week, these detractors? Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.